Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball four. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Piniello moves to second. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Piniello moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive towards the mound. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May bunts towards first. Oliver fields the ball and throws to Rooker covering. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards the mound. Rooker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Matchick reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matchick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Shaw now playing third base. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Bob Miller. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Matchick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rooker strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a line drive into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.